Radio.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I mean it was. Hello, everyone. You probably don't know what I'm saying yes to, but either way, don't punch it. I want to say, we are here again, live together, as we inch up on our 300 shows, 6 more to go, and then we will be there. So, that's the thing to keep our eye on, and we got MLB trade deadline, but right now the only business we have to take care of is talking to Cowper, and we'll do it now. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, my friend? Good to hear your voice. I haven't talked to you in about a good month. Everything okay up there in Philadelphia these days?
Yes, everything is great.
They didn't burn down the DNC. They didn't burn down the city of Brotherly Shove. Everything's all good. So
well, yes, the DNC come and gone. All the Bernie protesters did as much as they could, but we are all safe. And yes,
that's good to hear.
Anarchy.
Hey, little girl, little money. So my Cowboys are in disarray. So trade talks here. We did some podcasting. We talked a little bit about baseball, and we talked a little about National Fountain League, and camps are coming out. You know, we talked about the raccoons now down in L.A., and that's been interesting. But I don't know, the idiots. I thought for sure Chubbles would send K-Man over to the Jets, but they got Fitzgerald. But I don't know what's going on with the idiots out there in Philadelphia. I don't know. It's kind of here in Minnesota, obviously, Jamie. We got our new People Stadium.
Yes, you got your new stadium that you're all excited about.
Yeah, well, I went in there. We did a job. We were there for 2 years. The company worked. We pulled all the wire, and it's nice, Jamie. It's big. We put about, I don't know, 2,000 TVs in there, and for all over the place.
2,000
nice.
TVs. Whoa.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All over the place.
Big
it puts that TV
stuff.
Everywhere. Big stuff. So
big
we were in
stuff.
There. It was,
yeah, but
oh, yeah, was,
there's a lot of questions about the Eagles right now, so because, you know, what the future is. No one really knows. No one is really expecting much in the season,
right.
But no one really knows what to expect either. So it's really
when I did my preview show of all the teams, the football thing says the idiots are supposed to finish second. And the Giants are going to finish first. I think it's a sport. Redskins
yeah.
to lose.
Depending on where you look, some places are really high on where they could finish, and so some places have them winning like
right.
only about 4 games and finishing last right. and having kind of a wasted season. So it's
yeah.
really kind of.
Well, well, I like your quarterback.
Low as they've been for quite a
right.
bit of time.
I like your
yeah.
quarterback. I like your quarterback. I like your quarterback. It's a 5-year plan, like Minnesota. They're on the 3-year, the 5-year plan with Teddy Bridgewater here, and he has got to make it happen here in Minnesota. I think wild card, but I'm telling you what, Teddy can't throw the ball downfield. They're going to have to dink and dunk. So, and week 2, the
well,
Green Bay Packers.
Well, Cowboy, you had a very nice year last year. That you
yep.
could have been to the second round playoffs if it wasn't
yep.
for a missed field goal. A
missed kick. I know. My Cowboys are coming to town there. Cowboys are coming to town. It's $130 upper deck. Bought us up to watch my Cowboys on Thursday night, so I can jump to my desk there from the top of the rink facility. It's beautiful, but it's an ugly black stadium in downtown. It does not fit in the skyline. It looks like an ice cube. Yeah, it's an ugly sky. It looks ugly when you come off of 94. I see it all the time. It's ugly. It just doesn't fit in the skyline. They put a dumb park in there where no one's going to care about, and they could have put a sissy ball park in there and said it's going to be in Minneapolis. But we're being sissy ball soccer is being shoved
well,
down.
Well, listen,
Cowboy,
all I know is this, and thank you so much, that those people in Minnesota have waited a long time for a new
yep.
stadium, haven't they?
Oh, they have. It's the People Stadium. They're all ready for it, and they bought the old Northwest Airlines, the Wolf family did, so they're going to put a facility out there in Eagan where they can bring in business people, have big parties, and you can meet all the NFL players. So they'll build in a new winter park from Eagan.
Yeah,
Paris,
we got a nice
airport.
Super Bowl there with all kinds
52,
of different food.
52. I still think you should get one in Philadelphia.
Next year, get ready.
I think
they
should have
it in
the City Bowl
and
shove have it outside.
You,
be good, my friend. Thanks, Jamie. Bye.
All right, bye. What kind of city? Oh, you got rid of him. Oh, look at you.
You hung up on the first guy. Well, I was about to do it.
Oh, my God. Itchy trigger finger of Christy. Anyway, he'll be back, I'm sure, in a minute. I was going to hang up on him. He was going to hang up on his own cup. Here he is again. All right. The person who apparently deserves to be hang up on, according to some people, is up.
I was going to say, you dropped me, man. You didn't even want to listen to my crummy point I was going to make.
No, make
you just,
it, though.
You just hung up right
What's
away.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm live on the beach here at Seaside Heights. I'm at the New Jersey Shore.
Yes, way out there in the Seaside Heights. Why are you there now?
I just want to pick a, you know, I had been here a few years ago, and it was pretty fun, so I get tired of the same old sea aisle, so sometimes you got to shake it up.
Yeah.
You know.
But sea aisle is bad, yes it is, even, but yes, it's good to mix it up. I agree.
It is. All right, so a couple things. So apparently, did I hear right? I've been down here for a day, so I haven't been on, like, the internet as much or watching TV or anything. The Phillies are rumored to be trading Velasquez and Herrera. Is this correct or no?
I did not hear as much about Herrera, but no. The Herrera's been out there a little bit, but the big one seems to be the Velasquez to the Rangers as a possibility. But now I'm hearing that is unlikely.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not sure. Isn't Velasquez the kind of piece you want to get in a trade for something like that? Like, why would you trade?
Yes,
you
got him
in
a trade. You gave him Giles, who's pitching well now, but wasn't pitching well to start. So
that's true. Unless they think maybe he's, maybe they think his arm's not going to keep up, so his value could be high now, so you get rid of him. I guess that's.
Well, yes, I guess that's got to be part of it, trying to figure out what his value is going to be. But I don't think it's. You haven't seen enough from him to trade him yet. I know it's probably tempting, but I say a little more time.
Yeah, I like watching pitch. I don't want them to trade him. So I don't think they will, but I guess you got to, if the Rangers come with a huge offer.
It is always scary, though, when you hear this type of thing that they're talking to me. It's scary, though.
Yeah. So Eagles, you gonna make it down to camp for a day this year? I guess they only have what, like two practices open?
Well, there's one
at
night. I guess I could go to that. They have one tomorrow, which I really don't want to get to. But they do the night one in two weeks. So maybe I'll go to that, see another open practice, sit in the suite or whatever.
I guess, I mean, everyone's just pretty much, they might as well just put a live webcam on Wentz, right? Everyone's just going to see Wentz.
Yes, that's what everyone wants to see. For sure.
Yeah.
It'll be a night one of them, so I guess that'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Football's back. I don't have, this season's going to be kind of like a developmental season, but still good.
Back. This is the last Sunday without football until February, so I think enjoy it.
You just said that. That just put such a warm smile on my face to hear that.
It is. We got Hall of Fame game action next Sunday.
All right, buddy, I gotta go.
All right, sir. See you soon. No, he's gotta go. Listen.
Bye.
What's give me the pen first. You did it again. Christy, what are you doing hanging up on everyone? You don't ask me. You're the one who's hanging up on everyone. Call back, please, Frank, if you get a minute. But we apologize that she Christine wants to hang up on people so bad that she just can't wait to do it. Let's see what kind of trivia is in that bag, sir. I'm sure you don't need a text prompt in the call. He's going to call on us.
Okay. What Packer was credited with making the first ever Lambeau Leap in 1993?
Who's that? Shad and Sharp? No.
It's either Sterling Sharp A, Leroy Butler B, or Reggie White.
I think it's Sterling Sharp, right? All right. 1993, you would think it's a little earlier, but...
The Flying Elvis logo is featured on the helmet of which NFL team?
What a choice is that?
The Patriots, the Chiefs, or the Cardinals?
Cardinals. Oh, yes.
All right, here we go. Younger brother, Vonte, is a cornerback who was the first-round pick of what NFL team in 2009? A, Miami Dolphins. B, Baltimore Ravens. C, Detroit Lions.
I think it's Ravens. He's with Colts now, but I think we know Dolphins. Dolphins.
Dolphins, yeah. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Try another brother one. Super Bowl. What's
XLV? I don't know. What about the man? Here's Frank. He's gone from a different phone this time, but he's here. Hello.
Well.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
How you doing? How are you?
How are you, live from Seattle?
Yeah, we're almost to Seattle. We're right here at the exit. It took a long time.
I'm at the CR, okay, at the exit, like it. Gotta love it.
At the exit, right. Okay, now, my question to you
when
is...
When did you exactly leave, just to know, by the way, before you get into
your sports? Just to know, by the way?
Yeah.
Quarter of eight, that wasn't bad, right?
Well, he said, yes, you would think you'd be close to the quarter of eight. Yes. Wow.
That's pretty good.
On a Saturday. But go ahead.
And the meme left without any shoes, so that was bad, right?
No shoes. I didn't know that. That's big, yes.
It was only one pair, the pair she's wearing, you know?
Yeah.
So she had to make a run to Walmart or someplace, you know?
Yeah.
One of those shoe emporiums down here.
DSW. Go there. It's great.
Like you know, right?
Well, I did know. DSW is great.
All right. You're in that stuff, DSW. Okay. Now, what's going to happen at the trade deadline? Is the catcher going, do you think, Rupp?
I think maybe Cooch, maybe Borges. I don't think Velasquez, but I think Cooch, Borges, and Helixman are the realistic three. That could go. I know there's been a lot of chatter about Velasquez, but I think that's just people talking and posturing. I don't think that will happen.
Okay, how about this? Somebody just let me in, so I was a little distracted there. How about this? That could happen, but I'm hoping it doesn't, because Hellickson, believe it or not, Hellickson said he wants to stay in Philadelphia.
Well, he seems like the type of guy that he would like to be part of something that's on the way up, ascending up. But I don't know if that's just lip service or if he really believes that. But it's kind of tough to differentiate between the two a lot, as you know.
Yeah, well, he's been a team guy, and I like it, you know.
Yes, and he has no reason not to because he's been pitching absolutely phenomenally lately. So
he's been the best pitcher on his staff. Now, Noel got a win the other night. He got lucky, but I think Noel will be all right. He'll settle down, don't you think?
I think he's just too many moving parts right now. I think he just got to, like, take a breath and, like, slow everything down and he'll be okay. I think he's, like, being way herky-jerky right now and it's, like, not going well. But, yes, he did get a win.
And then your mother got you down this morning okay?
Yes, she did get me down all right, didn't you? Yes, working together, but we did it. And we thank you for your services last night that you made it look so easy. and appreciate that. And we will let you get to see Arthur. We will.
All right. Okay, well, say hello to Mom and your brothers, and I will talk to you later, okay?
Yeah, I will say hello to everyone for you. Thank you, sir.
Mimi's right here. Say hello to Mimi.
Yes, Mimi. How are ya?
I'm good, Jamie. Have a great day, honey.
You too. You enjoy CR so much. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I like this video book.
Hi. Football trivia. It's just we're getting into football season.
Yes. I think we need an updated version of it.
Why?
They're not too outdated, I know.
All right. They're all just things that, like, they're not saying who's the current blah, blah, blah. They're all like, who was drafted then, you know?
Give me some more.
Can you? Speedster remains the only person to win an individual Olympic gold medal and a Super Bowl ring. Is it A. Carl Lewis, B. Bob Hayes, C. James Jett?
James Jett. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but yeah, fine. More.
As the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Bill Belichick won his first career playoff game against what team in 1994? It's going to be pretty random.
No, I think I know.
Pittsburgh Steelers, New England Patriots, or C. New York Jets?
I think it's Jets, right? Yes. No.
The Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots. That's true. Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells.
In 2009, the Patriots set a record for the largest halftime lead in NFL history. You're only eight, so I don't remember. 45-0. What team wound up losing 59-0? Patriots versus the New York Jets?
Yeah, Jets.
Cincinnati Bengals?
Jets. It's Jets.
Tennessee Titans.
What?
Just Titans. Yeah. Unless I'm not looking at these answers.
Are you?
What Florida venue hosted three of the first five Super Bowls?
Orange Bowl.
That's correct. I didn't even need the pretty good. Super Bowl 30 between the Steelers and the Cowboys would be the last to be held on a college campus.
Right.
Where was it? Was it Austin Stadium, Oregon, Sun Devil Stadium, Arizona, Stanford Stadium, California?
Stanford. No, I've yes.
Arizona.
Yeah, I know that.
You did know that?
Should we finish here? We've made it
hang up on one or two more people, though.
What?
But I'd like to hang up on one or two more people for the day through. Final one. As a teenager, I was a ball boy for the Vikings. In 2005, I had my first 1,000-yard receiving season in the NFL. Is it Andre Johnson, Braylon Edwards, or Larry Fitzgerald?
Braylon.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, I thought for the Vikings. That's a confusing question.
Oh, he grew up in, I guess, in Minnesota.
Yes, he did. They went to Pitt and Valley Forge. Air Force, Valley Forge, Military Academy.
What?
Yes, he did.
High school?
Valley Forge, Military Academy.
Seriously?
Yes. Only for a senior year because his pants wasn't getting ready for a bit, but yes, he did go.
Good advances there.
Yeah, the guys all been in the Valley Forge.
Ah.
In Valley Forge military? I don't think so. No, no, no. I really don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. No. Not a chance. I think I'm happy where I am compared to there. Thank you. We're done. We've done lots. We've hung up. And we'll see you next week. Five to go before 300 shows. Look at that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, are we going the distance?
No.
Oh, someone's calling.
Colin, quickly here to finish this up. Hello, sir. Are you there? Well, we have some issues with him as he had to go, so he's gone.
Huh? Is he gone?
No, I guess he couldn't hear me, I guess.
Well, you're not speaking into the phone.
Hello?
He's gone.
Hold on. Let me get you a different phone.
Yeah, is this a better phone? How could you tell?
I can't right now.
What?
I can't really tell right now.
Of course you can't. You think I think you can? I gotta listen to the last of Cuban at 1600 with Joel Benenson from the campaign. So I say this, that is more important than this at the minute.
There's 5 minutes left.
So, we're done. Thank you, everyone.